Welcome to Truly Fit.
Welcome to the Truly Fit Podcast, where we interview experts in fitness and health to expand our wisdom and wealth. I'm your host, Steve Lasciuta, co-founder of Truly Fit and author of Fitness Business 101. Quick housekeeping here. As a reminder, I do three different versions of podcasts as of now. Who knows if I change the format down the road. The one, like today, is going to be a quick podcast, 5 to 15 minutes of me discussing something that is trending in the fitness and health and medical communities. Then I do a co-podcast with my sister, who's a licensed dietitian nutritionist. You can find her at Happy Healthy Nutritionist. And we talk about things that are in her wheelhouse and in my wheelhouse. We both give our take. Those are fun. Those are typically 45 minutes to an hour long. And then I do interview podcasts where I have somebody on who's a physician or somebody who works in the fitness or health or nutrition space who's coming on to talk about something that is in their expertise. And I have three of those coming up at the end of the month. So stay tuned for three great interviews before the end of April. Today, I'm going to talk about something that I had spoken about recently on a podcast. Part of me growing this podcast, whether it is unfortunate or fortunate, for me, it's fortunate. For other podcasters, it's unfortunate, is that you have to spend a lot of your time going on other podcasts. That is the number one way to grow. That is sort of podcasting 101. So I've been on a lot of podcasts of late. It's probably why I've been releasing some of these podcasts either late or not doing as many. But on a podcast that I had with the Balanced Bodies team, which is Dr. Erin and Vinny Russo, which will be out the same day as this podcast on Thursday, the 18th of April, I'll put that link in the show notes. I was asked a question by Dr. Erin. She said, Steve, how do you really get to your clients to express why health over vanity is so important? How do you make sure that they're safe and they're doing the right things and that they understand about long-term health and wellness? And I interrupted her as she was asking the question because I knew where she was going. And I said, I scare them. And she said, what? I said, I scare them. And the answer really surprised me because I always answer just impromptu off the top of my head. I don't have anything pre-written out, although I know the questions that are coming in a lot of instances, and as podcasters will send questions in advance. But I said, I scare them. And then I gave an example of saying, you know, I had a client who was feeling pain in his scapula. And then he started to feel like maybe he had some weakness in his left tricep. And I said, hey, listen, I think you probably have some compression, if not herniation, in C6, C7. This is above my pay grade, but this could be very serious, okay? You need to make sure, because I know where this innervates, that you don't lose tricep function for the rest of your life. And you need to go see a doctor and get imaging. Now, what I did there was I used, you know, anatomical and kinesiology parlance, jargon that I understand that is above his pay grade, to sort of scare him into saying, shit, this guy knows what he's talking about. And this wasn't in some sort of like, I don't know, you know, grifter way or something, right? I wasn't being a charlatan of some sort. I knew what I was talking about. And I was using those words and that terminology to express to him that this is serious, number one. Number two, that I care about you. And that number three, ultimately, your health, your long-term health and wellness will always supersede any of these other goals, and that you have to go to the doctor, that this is serious. And I think sometimes we almost get pushback as people in the health and medical and fitness space, I know especially physicians do, from the patient to say what they do and don't want to do. Ultimately, it's their decision, but we need to express how much we know about this and how bad it could possibly be, and maybe even put a little pressure on them by, again, scaring them. I know that terminology doesn't come across well, but, you know, pushing them to realize that we have seen this before, that we've been there and done that, and that we're concerned with them. And I don't think enough people in the industry are willing to do that. Again, I believe in personal choice and autonomy. If someone doesn't want to go get testing of some sort for whatever issue or ailment they have, I get it. But ultimately, we do need to, from a macro perspective, forget about this one individual experience that I just gave and situation. Think about this from a long-term perspective. I like to tell my clients, even if there's no injury there, even if it's not some acute issue, I like to explain to them, hey, I have a 68-year-old client who just got both of their hips replaced. And you know why they just got both of their hips replaced? Well, you know, wear and tear over time. Sometimes it's genetic. It's a combination of all these different things. But I want to make sure that you're not in that same position. What can we do to make sure that you're not in pain, number one, and number two, that you don't have to go under the knife? How can I make sure that I extend your life and your health? Not just meet your short-term vanity goals, not just get your quads bigger, but how do I make sure, if those two things are working in conjunction, great. But if they're not, how do I make sure that we stave off old age and that you stay healthy. And sometimes you have to remind people, hey, I work with older people. I've seen this. I've been there. I've done that. You might get tossed a softball by your client who comes in and maybe they're in their mid 40s and say, hey, you know, my mom is, really sick and she hasn't been mobile for years. You know, the last 10 years she's been in a wheelchair and she has this sickness and she's on these medications and, you know, she's extremely overweight. And then you say, hey, this is why you're here and let's keep it up. You don't want to be in that position. You see this. This is your wake-up moment so that you are not in that same position, so that you're not, you know, making it difficult on your family, your kids down the road, that they have to take care of you because you didn't take care of yourself. So we have to use these, I hate to say scare tactics, but these aha moments, these enlightening moments that serve as lessons, that serve as long-term motivation and a reminder why they're exercising with you in the first place, why they're coming to you for nutrition advice, why they're coming to you as their physician for medical advice, and instill that in them because those things fade over time. They do, unfortunately. It takes these big events to spark, to be the catalyst, to light that fire, and then that fire goes out. But anytime you can use something as a catalyst, especially when it just lands in your lap, you have to take advantage of that to keep the clients towards that goal, right? Aiming towards that North Star, which is long-term health and wellness, being pain-free somewhat into old age, and really, truly enjoying your life. This has been an episode of the Truly Fit Podcast. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for joining us on the Truly Fit Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review on your listening platform, and feel free to email us. We'd love to hear from you. Social at trulyfit.app. Thanks again.